If you think thinkorswim isn't for you, think again. It's a dynamic suite of trading platforms designed for every kind of trader. Whether you're just getting started on your trading journey, been at it a while, or somewhere in the middle, thinkorswim is for you. Available on web, desktop, and mobile. Visit thinkorswim.com to learn more. TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
All right, we're back. And folks, we're going to be showing you a clip now, what John was talking about, Attorney General William Barr, and show you he's not this person that they try to tell you, you can depend on Barr. And I heard all these things that, no, Barr is a traitor. William Barr, and we've told you this before, I've listened to him, I've watched what he does, he is a traitor. He betrayed you. He could have stopped it. If he had done his job, we wouldn't have had our votes stolen. I wouldn't have had my vote stolen. You wouldn't have had your vote stolen. And we would have the rightful man in the office of the president today. And this country would not be decaying the way it is because of Joe Biden. I mean, this country is imploding because of the wicked Joe Biden. And William Barr could have stopped that had he just done his job. Had he just done his job. So we're going to play. This is on Bannon, and he's got Rudy Giuliani with him. And so go ahead and take it away there.
Three hitters in a row. Rudy, America's mayor. I've got Garrett Ziegler, Marco Polo with this, the feral dogs of the Biden crime family, the website. And I've got Posobiec and Jack Posobiec on his way to his Pulitzer Prize because Posobiec called it all weekend on, if we put when he comes up, put the CNN headline, you know, economists, everybody worried, all the globalists worried about the Ukraine, quote unquote, spring offensive. Jack Posobiec told you exactly what was happening all weekend. Of course, CNN admits today 17 armored vehicles, their armored column destroyed by the Russians. We'll get into all that because it's all inextricably linked. The Biden crime family, Ukraine, the billions of dollars are shipping over there, Zelensky. It's all of a piece, as we say, and we're going to break it down all for you. We're going to start with America's mayor. Mayor Giuliani, I just want to make sure you and Bob Costello had this information. What you're hearing about now, we have Nancy Mace coming in and Stefanik. And these people saying, hey, I'm looking at 1023s. I'm looking at SARS reports over the Treasury. They won't let me have any of this. These were the things that you guys had or information related to that yes. You went to Barr, that you were talking to U.S. attorneys back in, I think, in January 2020. You're presenting this information, and I thought it was either in North Carolina or Pittsburgh to a U.S. attorney making a case. Walk us through that in the details of that, sir.
Well, there's a whole background to it, and we knew about it even well before that. But the ultimate thing is we are told through the Deputy Attorney General that Bill Barr wants us to present this evidence to the U.S. attorney in Pittsburgh because he wants to spread it out to different U.S. attorneys to evaluate, you know, how credible it is and whatever. So we set up a meeting with the U.S. attorney and the FBI in Pittsburgh. And they were very well represented. They had about 10 people there, about five, the U.S. attorney, his people, some people from Justice, and also people from the FBI. Certainly from the local office, I can't tell you the Washington office. 10 of them, though, five assistant U.S. attorneys, the U.S. attorney, and the head agent. And we were scheduled for an hour and a half. We were there 5 hours. We brought a very, very, was not even an outline. I mean, it was a 100-page outline, so it was a report, really. We did it with, we went over each one in great detail. The one hour and a half meeting ended up to be 5 hours. They were intensely interested. I mean, our other experience with Justice up until then, not to bore you with it, we would just get blown away. They had no interest in investigating Biden. But this group was enormously excited. I don't want to pretend it was just this, but there was one very extraordinary piece of evidence. We had a woman in Ukraine who was the chief accountant for Burisma, the wife of the former partner of Mykola Zloshevsky, who owned Burisma and is the major crook who is paying off the Bidens. And she wanted to turn. She wanted to testify. But to testify, she wanted to be in the witness protection program. And she had four colleagues of hers who were willing to testify and support her. She claimed that over an eight-year period, she supervised all of the offshore illegal bank accounts. All the money laundering went through her. Now, we weren't sure she was telling the truth, but we did have one transaction that I had gotten very early of a complete money laundering transaction for $14 million, some of which went through to Joe Biden with an indication that Joe got $900,000 of it and his family got a total of about $3 million of it. So we had one piece that proved what she was saying. We didn't have the rest. They were very excited about getting her. And we emphasized the fact that she was in jeopardy. And this was shortly after they attempted to kill Shokin, which is another thing they haven't really brought out. There was an attempt to kill Shokin, who was the prosecutor, after he was dismissed. They poisoned him. Typical Ukrainian-Russian assassination attempt is a poisoning. We had to get him to a hospital in Austria to keep him alive. And they were threatening her. They were enormously excited about it, about that and all the other evidence. They called us for about 2 weeks, particularly Bob, for other evidence, for other support. They really wanted us to give them our ultimate source, who is a very credible source with a long history of working with our government, always credibly. We finally decided to give them the source, and did. And they interviewed them, and then all of a sudden they went dark. We couldn't get them back. I mean, they were more enthusiastic than we were to start with. I mean, I would call them normal, decent, the usual assistant U.S. attorneys and agents I've been used to dealing with for 40 years. When I told them we had a witness like this, one of them said, "Holy, you know what? Man, that'd blow the damn case open. That's exactly what we want." In other words, she's on the inside. I said, not only is she on the inside, she's the wife of the former owner who thinks Zloshevsky killed her husband. He said, we probably did. I mean, these were regular FBI, not the crooks we have in Washington.
Rudy, but here's the thing. I want to make sure people understand the timeline, and I want to make sure I understand it. This takes place in January of 2020, correct? These meetings with the U.S. attorney in Pittsburgh?
Before the election had started. Biden hadn't even announced it.
Right, the primary. Hang on. I think Biden had announced because the primaries were starting. It was 2020 was around the time, getting close to the Iowa and New Hampshire.
Oh, okay,
for a second. Yeah, he had already announced, but hang on a second. Correct me if I'm wrong, brother, because later in the year, you and Bob Costello get approached on the laptop from hell. The laptop from hell was sitting at the FBI and Maine Justice in November, December right. of 2019 before the... Now, hold it. So hang on. This is, I'm saying, when Bill Barr is out there and now dumping on Donald Trump, that's a misdirection play. Bill Barr's a traitor. Let me just cut to the chase. He's a traitor.
100%.
And so is Chris Wray. They're traitors. They had the information. I got Garrett Ziegler coming up next. They had the information.
Yeah.
And that's the public service of Garrett Ziegler. They had all the information from the laptop was at the FBI and Maine Justice in no later than December of 2019, 60 days before this meeting takes place. Okay. Then in this meeting, Rudy, an hour meeting stays 5 hours and they give a 100-page report from Bob Costello and Rudy Giuliani, naming names, giving information, et cetera, of which they're intensely interested for the next 2 or 3 weeks with follow-on calls, et cetera. And then all of a sudden, when they realize what they actually got, the Praetorian Guard hermetically seals this. Rudy, would you say that?
That's why it goes into a dry hole called Delaware. And what was surprising to us was it must have happened when it got to Barr, because the U.S. attorney there seemed 100%. I mean, he's like guys I dealt with all my life. I mean, I ran the U.S. attorneys for 3 years for Reagan. I know them like the back of my hand. He was like a regular U.S. attorney, the guys I'm used to dealing with who put criminals in jail. And he realized the quality of our evidence. I mean, before we even get to the hard drive, Steve, we had a provable RICO case. I even out, you know, I'm well known for being the architect of RICO, right? So they said to me, can you outline a RICO case for us? And I got up to the board, and I outlined a RICO case from the top of my head. And they said, wow, yeah, that's a hell of a case. And then I said, these are the things we would have to get. I mean, these were actual, honest prosecutors.
On the information that you had and could be developed, is there any doubt in your mind you could have gone before a grand jury and brought a slew of indictments against the Biden crime family, sir?
No doubt about it at all. Within a short period of time when they were doing nothing, I did a podcast outlining a RICO case, how to prosecute it. I mean, no, I could have done that case. I could have done that case, you know, a month later after putting it in the grand jury. I've done a lot of RICO cases, Chief. This is not an exaggeration. This would have been one of the easier ones to do in terms of the amount of evidence that you had before you got the hard drive. Now, here's what I'm really angry about. They made fools out of us, all of us sitting there. So Barr's sitting back there letting us go through this exercise. They already have the evidence. I mean, I'm like a big jackass.
Yes, that's my point.
I'm telling them about something.
Your RICO case has been pretty good. You brought down the five families, the five mafia families that ran New York. Organized crime, and you brought down Milken and the mafia that ran Wall Street. Pretty good notches on your gun belt. And the Teamsters.
And Drexel Burnham.
I just want to make sure. Right now, if you were advising the House and Comer in this crowd, Ray and Bill Barr should be brought before a national TV, and we should go back to the Watergate saying from December 19 to January 2020, what did you know and when did you know it, and then follow the money. We just go back to Watergate. The Democrats all love Watergate. They're all running around, you know, you see Nixon's lawyer up there, you see all these guys all day long answering. We say, hey, let's give them a little Watergate. What did you know and when did you know? December of 2019 through January 2020, for 60 days, Chris Wray and Bill Barr had all the information about the Biden crime family. I got Garrett Ziegler coming up next. All the information from the laptop from hell to what Rudy and Costello gave them. They had the information. They asked follow-on questions. They got it all, and then they buried it. They buried it because the Praetorian Guard selected. Remember, Joe Biden finished fourth in Iowa and fifth in New Hampshire. He was dead man walking. The Praetorian Guard in February of 2020 selected Joe Biden. They hid information that's treasonous, right? Not just disqualifying but running, but treasonous. They hid information, they buried it, and they selected him. This is end of republic, beginning of empire stuff. This is the Praetorian Guard, and Chris Wray and Bill Barr are as guilty as crimes as the Biden family. Because Chris Wray and Bill Barr had the information, and we can prove they had the information. From the laptop from hell and Rudy Giuliani's 100-page report, they had all the information. You don't need another thing. Rudy Giuliani, Costello being his old wingman as a U.S. attorney, they could have gone to a grand jury with what they had, and you could have gotten indictments against the Biden crime family when the Praetorian Guard selected them in February 2020. Rudy and Bob Costello could have gone to a grand jury and brought indictments, criminal indictments. That's where forget this Trump stuff. That's all nonsense. We're going to get to the heart of the matter. And Bill
All righty, we're back, and I want to just read you something because there's something called Miss Prism of Treason, John, Miss Prism of Treason. And what that is it's that if you are aware that treason is taking place, if you're aware of it, you know this, and you fail to act upon that, in other words, by reporting that, then under Miss Prism of Treason, you become a part of that treason. And here's an article here out of the Gateway Pundit. And it says, Trump Attorney General William Barr, he had intimate knowledge of Biden-Ukraine FD 1023. Investigation in summer 2020 failed to tell American people Joe Biden was credibly accused of taking $5 million in a foreign bribe as vice president. Now, Trump Attorney General William Barr revealed in an interview with Fox News Sunday host Shannon Bream. Shannon is an anti-Trumper. She's been an anti-Trumper. Shannon Bream on Sunday that he was intimately involved in the Biden-Ukraine bribe, FD 2023 investigation in the summer of 2020. Bream did not press Barr on why he failed to inform the American people in the months leading up to the presidential election that Joe Biden had been credibly accused of taking a $5 million bribe from the Ukraine energy firm. Burisma was, when he was vice president, to influence U.S. foreign policy in Ukraine and get a prosecutor who was investigating Burisma fired. That's the guy they poisoned. At the time, Biden's son Hunter was serving on the board of Burisma. The apparent purpose of Bream's interview was to have Barr attack President Trump over the classified documents prosecution. The questions about FD 1023 were on afterthought at the tail end of the interview with Bream, not mentioning that Joe Biden himself was accused of taking the $5 million bribe on that involved Burisma. Okay. So there you go. In Fox News, what they've done is they've split them up. There used to be where you would have half would be pro-Trumps and half anti-Trumpers in Fox News. And yet you can see them. They act, you know, they're like Bill or Brett Baer is a violent anti-Trumper. He is a real anti-Trumper. Neil Cabuto, Sharon Breen, Susan Smith, these people are all very, very anti-Trump. Then on the other hand, you've got like Hannity is pro-Trump. Well, Tucker Carlson was, you know, when he was there with him, and several others that are pro-Trump, Laura Ingraham and I'm trying to think of some of the others there that are very pro-Trump. But anyhow, that's what's going on there. What do you think about all that?
Well, I look at Fox News, Pastor Ernie, as old history. So I didn't really want to follow. I really wasn't interested in it, except Tucker was getting better and better and better.
Yeah, well, when they fired Tucker for doing his job, they really took a hit. Their ratings, it went into the basement. They tumbled.
Oh, yeah. It's going down like Budweiser.
Yeah, I know.
And Tucker he's been on Twitter. And his first show, his first two shows, the audience was like 160 million. Wow. There's way more people watching him on Twitter than there was on Fox.
Fox News, yeah. Well, there you go. It's because they were waiting to see what he was going to say. Anyhow, a couple of things I wanted to hit real quick. We had mentioned earlier about Doers of the Word Church had gone out to the Communist Party headquarters. And I just want to ask you folks out there listening to you, if just think of all of you in your different churches where you're at, if your church was to do like Doers of the Word and pay a visit to the Communists, and I'm talking about the Communist Party headquarters with signs talking about the Marxism. You don't want Marxism. This is Antichrist right from the pit of hell. And just go out there one time and let people know. See, politicians, they can count. They see that. It's time, and for us to, folks, it's way, way, way past time. And boy, I'm going to tell you, it's way past time for the pastors to speak up. But some of them are more and more starting to. Here in Ohio, now I want you to do this, folks. It's very important that you do this. Very, very important that you do this. Vote yes on issue one. Vote yes on issue one on August 8th. Vote yes on issue one, and you need to spread the word. That is to amend our Constitution where it takes 60% of a vote to get things on a ballot. We need to do this because we're fighting the forces from hell. We are fighting the Democratic Party has come right from hell. They have turned Satan is right now today. Satan is their God. And folks, we are everything that God's word, the Bible calls sin. Joe Biden is it with evil. He's evil to the core. Here, Joe Biden to a group of lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers. Now, before you came on, John, I was preaching tonight about the rapture of the church and the types, and I was using the three types that we have, but one of them was there in Sodom and Gomorrah, how God had taken Lot's family out of Sodom and Gomorrah and up on the mountain, and then he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah while that was taking place. And here, God destroyed the Sodomites because of their sodomy. The very thing that God destroyed those people, the very thing that God destroyed, by the way, it was well over 1 million people. The very reason he destroyed it is the very thing that Joe Biden and the entire Democratic Communist Party is trying to shove down our throats and our throats of our children. Here, Joe Biden to a group of lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queer supporters. This is the most courageous group I've seen in any time in my recent past. Now, Joe forgets the 13 military members murdered by terrorists while protecting airport in hostile Afghanistan, where that Joe Biden traitor, the traitor, where he he sold $80 billion worth of equipment, military equipment. See, people think that he gave it away. He didn't. You know, the Biden crime family doesn't do anything unless money's coming back to them. This man is a traitor. He's a horrible, horrible traitor, okay? And the entire Democratic Communist Party is going that way. And so, anyhow, think about that, folks. For the very thing that God destroyed them is what they're trying to push down. And I tell you today, like I've said for 50 years, if you love your children, get them out of the public schools. If you love them, get them out of the public school system. So, what do you think about all that?
Well, Pastor Ernie, you've been faithful as long as I've known you about telling people, get your kids out of the schools. I mean, it was a little subtle, but it was still poison was being put in the kids back in the day, and now it's all out. You can't miss it, what they're doing. So, yeah, Pastor Ernie, you cannot leave your children in the schools. Whatever is necessary has to be done to get the kids out of those public schools.
Joe, or John, Louisiana sovereignty resolution should be
yes.
Model for entire nation as D.C. government becomes increasingly lawless. We need to get this, what they did in Louisiana. We need to get passed in every state, don't we?
We certainly do. Did you get a chance to read it, Pastor Ernie?
Got it right here in front of me. I've got it right here in front of me.
They're going, the state of Louisiana apparently is going to hold the federal government to the feet to the fire about the Constitution and what they can and can't do. So if the state of Louisiana feels that there is a law that's detrimental, that the federal government is doing something detrimental to the state, they're going to ignore it, Pastor Ernie. They won't allow it to be enforced in their state. And they're basing it really on the Constitution, what rights the states have compared to the federal government. And that's what I had been talking to you about, that we can't really take them on by ourselves individually. We're very easy to get picked off. But if we got the state behind us, and then you have the National Guard of that state behind us, and the state police behind us, and the sheriff's office behind us, and then a heavily armed citizenry, then Pastor, it can be done, yes.
Do you know, John, where we got our form of government, the three branches of, actually there's four branches of government. The fourth is we the people. But do you know where that came from?
Yeah, Isaiah.
Isaiah 33:22, huh? For the Lord is our judge, that's the judicial. The Lord is our lawgiver, that's the legislative. And the Lord is our king, that's the executive, huh?
Amen, there you go.
Hardly anybody knows that, huh?
Yeah, well, but that's really nice, Pastor Ernie. That's and that's what's protected us through the, I guess, centuries now, we could look at it. That's what protected us, because no tyrant could take us over like they did in Europe. But the problem is the Democrat Party is, and the executive branch, they're all the same now. They all virtually vote the same, Pastor.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean,
like
you're talking
Democrats
about...
Democrats are straight down the line now, wicked. They're so they get, and then they, the courts have been on their side. So when you get that out of balance, that's when it gets really dangerous, Pastor Ernie, for us, we the people.
Well, we the people better wake up and stand up and get some backbone. It's kind of getting late, and they're going to have to get some backbone. No more ignorance and apathy. They can't continue to turn and look the other way, can they?
No, Pastor Ernie. We don't have another. We don't have tomorrow's are ending now. Did you see on the weekend they had that big sodomite event at the White House? It was thousands.
Yeah, I saw what he did.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah.
By law, the American flag has to be in the middle when you're going to have like three flags.
I know, that's the law.
And it has to be the highest. And there they had the sodomites flag in the middle. They had it in the middle, the sodomite flag. And then it was the same height as the American flag. So, what's the law to Joe Biden and the Democrats?
But Joe Biden, that's committed high treason. He has committed high treason all along. And basically what he has said, that sodomy goes above our Constitution, huh?
Oh, that is there. I mean, that's, Pastor Ernie, for years and years and years, I've been calling that special sin. There's something in the wicked's mind about homosexuality, and they exalt it, Pastor Ernie. They promote it, they protect it. And even in these like liberal churches, they coddle it, and it's amazing. You know, it's not, other sins really aren't treated like that, but this one here, wow, it gets special attention.
Yeah, we're going to open the phone line and take some calls as we go through this tonight, and so the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Can we do it, Derek? All right. Go ahead.
Feels so fine, this New Age church of mine. The service is laid back. But still I know you reap what's sowed, and I can't stop thinking about all of that. Well, I remember when God was praised, but that's not what the New Age church is for. The truth is fine, but it's long gone. The gospel's truth. But it ain't wanted anymore. I am, he said. You had better care.
there is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am he died, and he has risen on high. And if you're lost, then you had better know why. Believe him only still. Did you ever read about a child who seemed to be a king? And he became one. Well, he's coming back to judge the world, and he and the Father are still the very same one. But I've had a fearfulness deep inside, and I've cried because I'm so afraid to know. And I'm not a man kind to be scared. Will I go to heaven, or as I fear, below? I am, he said. You had better care. Is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. He is risen on high. If you're lost, then you had better know why. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. He is risen.
All righty, we are back, and let's take some. We have Bruce out in Philadelphia. Hey, Bruce.
Yeah, listen, I want to have some time and not be cut off or disconnected, but I got to say, and I respect for you and your program, but you gotta come clean with, and you're pushing Trump all the time. Trump is a Zionist-controlled plant. That's all he is. He had sex with young girls, with Epstein. It's all out there if you want to see it. Go on Rumble. Go on all the Whitney Webb. She's a tremendous reporter, like the one Phil Gaddon. I put her at that level, the one that was around with Kennedy. That got killed, Dolores Kilgannon, and know the whole truth about that, that Mossad and the CIA killed Kennedy and his brother. You have to get off of this bandwagon. You're doing a disservice to the people of this country by saying Trump is the answer.
All right. Well, you see, Bruce, we've been on the radio for 50 years, and it's because we don't do any research. You see, Bruce, we're not like you. We don't have all of that. We don't have six people that spend all day doing research for me. You have to understand. We've looked at what you're talking about there. I remember Donald Trump. I remember very clearly Donald Trump. When he went out to Epstein's Island, he came back and said, stay away from that place. It's a horrible place. It's a terrible place. It's a bad place. Don't go there. And then he said about Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton, you need to stay away from that place. So I heard Trump. I watched Trump, and I heard Trump say that. So that tells me that he's not one of those people that goes out and fools around with little children in Epstein's Island. Let me hear from John McTernan. John, what do you think?
You're absolutely right, Mr. Ernie. And Epstein came to something Mar-a-Lago, and Trump threw him out of it. He was making something sexual, and Trump threw him out and said, never come back.
Yeah, when he found out that he was there, he told him, get out and don't come back yet.
Get out.
I remember it was back probably, I think it was back about 2000, somewhere around that area, when they asked Trump, and Trump told him about that island. He said, don't go there. That's a bad place. I've been there. He said, there's nothing there that you want to go for. He said, it's a terrible place. Do not go there. And so I know about that, and everybody's a Zionist. Everybody out there today is a Zionist. I know I'm hearing these things.
All of these things were, you know, things like that were said about us, okay? And we've been doing this, fighting with everything we have for 50 years out there. But anyhow, Bruce, but let's just say he was true. Even if Trump had done that stuff, how would he still compare to Joe Biden? He's gone. Okay, so I see Bruce is gone. All right, let's go out.
You know, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah.
Pastor Ernie?
Yeah.
You know, about Zionism, I got a scripture for this. Isaiah 34:8, and it's about God's judgment on the world. It says, "For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion." Zion is a name, it means several things. It can mean the people. It can mean Jerusalem. It can mean Israel. And it's right now, Zion is the land of Israel that God promised them, and they're back in the land, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, I know.
And we're heading towards the second coming of Jesus Christ, and he's coming, for us in the air, but he's coming back to Jerusalem. So
yep.
Zion is not a bad word. It's from God. That's where the word comes from. The land of what today is Israel is Zion in the Bible.
All right, we got to go out to Texas with Mary. Mary, you're in. Hello, Mary. Are you there, Mary?
Hello?
Yep, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, great God. Hey, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you, Mary. This is Pastor Sanders. You're in the air.
Let me get my volume up. Okay, I had three things. I'm going to say swiftly. As far as what that other gentleman said, it's always been foul and corruption going on with the government since the beginning of time. And anyway, as far as the rapture, yes, the Jews had rejected and killed Christ. That's one, and I say it's also the church. Because the church is not really the body. Not you, not your organization, you're just one. We're not really out there evangelizing. I see more Jehovah Witness, that's the enemy. They following a lie out there, standing out there on the highways and byways. I don't see no church folk out there, you know, giving out tracts or saying, you know.
Well, come to Ohio. You'll see our church folks out there doing it. We
no,
get
you're
it done.
In Ohio. I can't see. I'm not like God. I can't see everywhere. But as far as my perimeter, I'd be moving around, sir. And one more thing. As far as these men in the bathroom, these women need to take pictures and video. They're probably standing there pulling on their nuts. Excuse my French. The men are disrespecting the women. Pushing.
That's what they're doing. Okay, that's exactly what these guys have been doing. But the liberals think this is a good thing. And you know who's promoting this, where they're disrespecting the women? They're the feminists. The feminists are supporting these guys that are disrespecting the women.
Why would they? The women don't have privacy anymore. I don't understand. Doesn't Congress have to pass this, sir?
Well, we have to take our country back, Mary. But I got to move on. Let's go out to New York. We got Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? I'd like to bring up something from Psalms 46. Verses 9 and 10 that I thought was interesting. It talks about, see what you think of that, Psalm 46, verses 9 and 10.
I'll let John return and go to Psalm 46, verses 9 and 10. Well, all right, I'll do it. Verse 9, "He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. And the Lord of hosts is with us, God of all of Jacob." Well, it means exactly what it just said there.
Well, here's what I find interesting. He burneth the chariot with the fire. to me, that represents what you were saying last week about this time it'll be fire. But to me, the chariot represents the means of warfare, you know,
right.
whatever it might be, the means of the wicked. It could be their finances. It could be that whatever they're doing. He burns the chariot with the fire. What do you think of that? Like, in other words, this happened after the charioteers in Egypt were drowned when David wrote this.
Well, it's really, if you read the whole thing, it's talking about in the future. There's going to be one final war. It's going to be one final war, and that's when, mm-hmm. in the very end, Satan is going to raise up his people one last time at the end of the millennial kingdom, and then God is going to make all, from that point on, all wars, there will no longer be any wars at all. All wars will be ceased. Just what it says here. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. And so he breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. So that's what he's saying. He's gonna. Their time will come when he ends all war. Even John McTernan knows that, right, John?
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie. There'll be one, just exactly as you said, there's going to be one last shot for Satan to everybody that has refused Jesus Christ as their Messiah during the millennial reign. Satan is going to gather them together in one last attempt to dethrone Jesus Christ. They'll all be destroyed, and that is the complete end of war then.
Amen. I got to move on, though, Cliff, because we got the whole lines are lit up. And let me see. Who do we have next there? Okay, yeah, but it's AC. I lost my paper here. AC, you're up.
Hello, Pastor, and hello, Chaplain.
Hello, AC.
I was listening to your message last night, and you were talking about the days of Noah, and you were talking about when Noah's ark wound up on Mount Ararat, and the Lord had said, I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And of course, we know we call it the rainbow,
yep.
And it uses the word bow. And God showed me something as I was listening to the programming last night. And so we have a bow in the cloud, which is a sign of a covenant. Now let's go over to Revelation chapter 6, verse 2. And it says, and I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Now, people are saying, well, the bow that the Antichrist has in chapter 6, verse 2, doesn't have any arrows. But I'm convinced this bow that the Antichrist has is a counterfeit bow to the bow that the Lord gave after the flood.
Because yeah, it is, exactly. So is the white horse.
The pride bow.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point. The white horse, the Antichrist, the going forth to conquer, that's the Antichrist. And you're right, remember, the opposition always does things, they always try to impersonate, or they always are imposters.
Counterfeit.
Yeah, counterfeit. But you hit the nail on the head. All right, very good, AC. The whole line is lit, so I got to move on. Let's go to Steve.
Hey, Pastor.
Hey,
Mr.
Steve.
John McTurner.
Hello.
I heard someone say that Fox's stock is, that's what I heard, is kind of going down like Bud Light. Was that the stock or was that the way it goes down? It was kind of funny.
Well, yeah.
Tomorrow, Carrie Lake and company, whoever's going to follow her, is going down and stand with Donald Trump.
A whole lot of people are going there to stand with President Trump.
But I think tomorrow is going to show some way. It would be the first day, could be back in days, but I think it's going to be the start of the first day of how long Biden remains in office. And my guess is he's being forced to resign. And I don't think Harris is Well, someone has to stand in the way, because that would mean if those two weren't in office, and I'm only saying this, that would mean Speaker of the House is next in line.
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yeah.
I ain't going to let that happen, I don't think. But Kevin McCarthy, in a nice way in school, I heard a guy named Steve Bannon say the only job he had is he ran a hot dog stand. But to me, he represents one of those guys who used to get stuffed in lockers in school. And we have a very, very strong conservative small group, though. And we're going to see who the rhinos are versus the conservatives. But tomorrow's going to start a whole new wave of this country.
Let me tell you, Trump's getting
about 120 million people.
We'll know about all those Republican candidates that are running in the primary. We'll know the ones that are worthy to vote for, and the ones that are not. The ones that are worthy to vote for will go and support Trump. If they don't, then they're not worthy to vote for. We've already seen two of them come out. Well, actually, three speak out against Trump. So,
I hope Biden's stock drops like Fox's stock, because we're going to see something new happen and see what the liberals' knees are knocking. So, God bless you guys.
Harry, have a good night. Let's go out to Texas. We got Alan. Alan, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Alan?
I'm very well. Very well. Thank you. I'm trying to condense this into a nutshell. I know you're pretty busy on the lines there. I wonder if you could possibly give us a little bit of counsel for watchmen like myself who are out here. I'm feeling so much anger and disgust. You know, I'm warning as many people as I can. I praise the Lord for giving me the eyes to see what's happening, but I see 99% of everybody else, it seems so, that their head is just in the sand. They have no idea what's coming. And AC just mentioned the days of Noah, so I can only imagine how Noah had felt in his time. But for those of us who are just feeling such a righteous indignation and an anger and disgust for the evil, you know, what kind of counsel can you give us, watchmen, when we're feeling like this, knowing what's coming and looking at a world around us who has no idea what's about to happen?
Well, here's what I can tell you. There's a whole lot more of you than you know, okay? A whole lot more of you than you know.
Yeah, I believe the devil has a way of making you feel like you're the only one in the world going through that particular...
Remember when Elijah said, Lord, I'm all alone. I don't have anybody out here with me. He said, oh, no, you don't. You've got several we've kept. But there's a lot of you, but remember this. God is a majority of one. And, you know, you're the only person that you can control, and you can't even do that all the time, is yourself. So you know what it is you have to do. You just run to this battle, and others will see you. And that's the best way to encourage people. But there's a lot of us out there. Don't worry. Don't be. I hear from them all the time, every day. People feel the same way you do. You just run to the battle. You know what you have to do. You go get it done, and my friend. So I got to move on because all the lines are lit. Let's go out to Kevin in Philly.
How you doing there, Pastor Ernie?
I'm doing okay, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just want to share something with you in my Bible studies this morning. I mean, it's in the second book of Chronicles. And let me just pull it up here real quick. It's 2 Chronicles 36, 15 and 16. It's when the priest and the people in Israel, they kept transgressing. And they said, and the Lord God of their father sent warnings to them by his messenger, rising up early and sending them, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord rose against his people till there was no more remedy. I just wanted to encourage people that we have the remedy for all these people right now that are lost.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ. And Jesus said that the harvest is truly plentiful, and to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers. That's why we're here, is to seek out the lost. Just as God was in Christ reconciling the world back to himself, he has committed to ministry of the word of reconciliation. And we're to go out and do that before it's too late and there's no more remedy. And then the wrath of God's going to come down upon these evil people.
We're going to do some of that right now. How much time do I have there, Eric? Okay, thanks for calling. We have to go. John, you got 4 minutes. Can you tell the folks? Yes.
Yeah, let's give an exhortation, Pastor Ernie, from the move of the Lord here in the nation.
Yeah.
Okay?
I couldn't hear you because two people were talking, but say that again.
A word of exhortation for that, like that man that called in.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
there will be a mighty move of the Lord. Yeah. Father, we're before you now in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we're in a deep battle here. And we have no one to turn to but you. You're it, Lord. And I'm asking that fire would be in the belly of the preachers, Lord, and that fire would come, would energize the people, and that we would be a mighty army that would go forward in the name of Jesus, that we are not going to surrender this country. Lord, we need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lord, a mighty outpouring. We need people's hearts changed, coming to Christ, coming out of the sin, coming out of wokeness. Thank you, Lord, that there still is time. But and Lord, this is homosexual month, and we are begging for mercy, Lord, for what we're doing on this land. The land is defiled with sin like this. So, Lord, we're honest. It's laid out. We understand the wickedness of the country. We need a mighty move from you, Lord, a mighty move. I mean a Pentecostal-type move, Lord, to shake America at its roots and that we will stand in your name. You will be glorified. Ultimately, it's you, not the politicians. It's you, Lord. So we are crying out to you for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit here in these days. Many to come to you. And your people energized. Lord, we need good leadership. We need 1,000 Pastor Ernies across America, Lord. But he gives great leadership. He's bold as a lion, doesn't back down. That's what we need, Lord. Fearlessness in the pulpits, Lord. Fearless leaders, Lord, not running and looking for cover, not hiding in the tall grass, but standing in your name. So raise that leadership up, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, now that we can come to you, and as we ask in your name, that you hear, we know you hear, Lord, and you're going to respond and have our back now as we stand in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, and thanks, John, so much for that. And you know, we had all the lines were still lit up when we had it going. I wish we could have taken more calls tonight, but we're simply out of time, and we're coming up to 1 minute, in fact. And again, folks, everybody's concerned about all that's happening. Everything that you see happening is a sign of the times that the Lord is coming back soon. The very fact that, remember, during the flood, he destroyed 8 billion people. Remember what they did. The sons of God, the fallen angels, had taken women for wives, and they tried to change the DNA. They're doing that now. Sin is at an all-time high. The Democratic Party in America has become literally a party of Satanism. It's become a satanic party. But this is the time that God has raised us up for, to show him what we're made of. We're out
Amen.
Of time for tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And so, John, we're out of time, so at this time, every night, we say good night. We say God bless. And always, always, always.
Always.
Keep
fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
That's the sound of me prepping the grill with Reynolds Wrap. And the sound of me not doing dishes. And the sound of me spending more time outside with my family.
Easy prep, cook, and clean. Make time with Reynolds Wrap.
I like the sound of that.